Roanoke's own best-selling author Beth Macy has just released her fifth book of nonfiction, Paper Girl, a memoir of home and family in a fractured America, a memoir about her long career as a newspaper journalist, and about the changes in her Ohio hometown that also reflect what's happening in the country. She joins WFIR senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio to talk about Paper Girl. Beth, nice to have you and good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Now, in your own words, Paper Girl tells the story of, quote, my two-year homegoing project wherein I try to figure out by taking a hard look at the hometown I left 4 decades ago, unquote. That would be Urbana, Ohio. So talk about growing up there, Beth. What was it you would call a typical small town, I guess, one where you deliver newspapers as paper girl?
Yeah, very typical small town. Education was highly prized, and I had very good teachers. I could walk to my local school. I could walk to my library. I grew up in a house that had a lot of poverty and addiction, and so I really, like, these institutions that I relied on for my growth and my happiness. And when I decided to undertake this project, I realized how much things had changed since I left, and how much harder it had become for a poor student who was a decent kid in school to do what I had done, which is to go to college and leave.
And you went on a Pell Grant, and in those days, Pell Grants paid a lot more. I'm very familiar with Pell Grants with my son, but it paid a lot more than they do now.
Yeah, Pell Grant is a need-based financial aid. It's a grant. You don't have to pay it back. And what it does is, for me, in 1982, when I left for a four-year state college, it paid the full freight, tuition, room and board, books, even work-study jobs so I could have pizza and beer like everybody else. And today that, for the typical four-year student, it would only cover about 30%. So think about how many people aren't able to go because of that. And it's so short-sighted because I have, having done better financially, have more than paid that money back many, many times over.
And I know that since the 70s, the amount of what the federal government pays towards college, state-run colleges, that type of thing, is really, really minimized. And how has that hurt towns like Urbana?
Well, the college going rate is really low. It's 16%, which is 5 points lower than the typical rural area. What hurt Urbana most was NAFTA in China in 1994.
Right,
which I covered in Factory Man, my first book, and sort of precipitated the hollowing out of the middle class. And so what you have left now is declining schools, declining graduation rates, and the kids whose parents maybe still care about education, a lot of them have moved to homeschooling or they've open enrolled their kids in districts nearby that they perceive as being better schools. And that money goes with those kids. So it's actually a triple whammy on the school system that's already hurting.
Mm. We're talking with Beth Macy, the author of Paper Girl. And I know the whole deal with NAFTA was to encourage a free flow of goods. But what it really did is that a lot of factories here relocated.
Exactly, to Mexico, right. And then to China and Vietnam, as I tell in Factory Man. And in the case of Urbana, we had this flagship factory called Grimes Manufacturing, where my mom worked, and it made airplane lights and navigation lights. And it was sold, resold, and now it's an international conglomerate. It still has a base there, but in Urbana, but it's about a third of what it once was. And there is no old man Honeywell, as there was an old man Grimes, sort of looking out for the town and doing things like building the hospital, et cetera.
I'm just wondering, and I have not seen or read any of your interviews or watched them on purpose, but you went back to Urbana, I guess, to help take care of your mother, for one thing. I'm just wondering, how long did it take you to realize that your hometown might be a microcosm, Beth, of what's happening in America, families fractured by substance abuse, loss of the middle class, blue-collar jobs, the political divide? And did that make your book evolve at all?
Yeah, well, I started it in 2022, and I really was inspired by this scene at my mother's deathbed in 2020, and it was a Saturday after the election. If you'll remember, they were recounting the votes in Georgia, and they still hadn't called it. And I was next to my mother's deathbed with a hospice nurse and my evangelical sister. And when the nurse announced that they had called it for Biden, my sister said, "You wait, it's fraudulent. He won't win." And our mother was literally breathing like, you didn't know whether she could die any second, right? And I just thought, wow, this is a devastating moment for many ways, none of which I anticipated. And I wrote a piece about it that ran in the New York Times, and just hundreds of people chimed in with, I have lost my family too because of politics. And when you look at the data, just a New York Times Siena poll that came out 2 weeks showed that our political divisions are now our number one issue. 64% of people surveyed think we are too divided to be able to solve our problems.
So what happens? Do you give up from solving the problems? You just appeal to your base and hope more of your base comes out instead of trying to solve a problem?
I think it's all of the above. I think we all need to get involved. There's a lot of local nonprofits here in Roanoke that are actively being harmed by new policies and food banks, USDA cuts under DOGE, Medicaid. All of our health insurance is going to go up by the end of the year, and we need to be helping those who are being hurt by these programs and telling our lawmakers that this isn't right.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Beth Macy, the author of Paper Girl, a memoir of home and family infraction in America, came out about a week ago. I did want to ask you one thing you touch on in the book is the decline of print journalism. You were with the Roanoke Times for
25 years,
and the rise of social media as a source of news for many people. And how has that, and again, going back to the issue we just talked about, how, Beth, has that impacted the country and helped fracture?
Yeah, well, so the Roanoke Times is not alone. When I came to Roanoke in 1989, I was only going to be here a few years. And here I am, still here. I love this city so much. But we had more than 60 reporters in the newsroom. Now there's about 6. We also have Cardinal and Rambler, and they do a great job. But if you put all those positions together, it's about a third of what we once had. So we don't even know what we're missing. And one of the things I think a lot of people don't think about is we're also missing a lot of those empathy-building feature stories, like the kind that were my bread and butter.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That tell you who your neighbors were and who you were, warts and all. And so that even makes us further divided when all that's in the paper is courts and cops, which are easier things to get. It makes people feel like the world is more dangerous than it is. And I think that's had a huge impact on our divide across the nation.
All righty, it's 822 best-selling author Beth Macy with us live in studio. The Virginia Wesley Community College Educational Foundation hosting an evening with Beth Macy book launch this Thursday. That's at the City Market Buildings Charter Hall, 6 to 8:30. Understand that's now sold out. Beth, you've done these appearances for other books like Dope Sick in the past. Does the reporter in you like the feedback, Beth, and the questions from the audience? What do you learn from those events?
Oh, I love reader interactions. I mean, I'm a reporter at heart. I'm never happier than when I'm driving to an interview, thinking about what I'm going to ask and what I'm going to learn, and then on the drive back thinking of what I'm going to get to tell people. And so this is a little bit like being a reporter, and people come up to me at the signing table and they ask questions. And in the case of Dope Sick, I had a lot of tearful parents. And it's just part of connecting with the community, and I love that.
I wanted to ask you, in the beginning of Paper Girl, you quote Frederick Douglass, it is easier, quote, to build strong children than to repair broken men. What does that sentiment mean to you? Are you putting it on the younger generations to kind of turn things around?
No, I'm putting it on the people in charge to start helping the marginalized people it's not cost effective to hollow out our schools, and we're just going to have to pay for that down the road. In Urbana, calls for mental health emergencies have multiplied by a factor of 9 in the 40 years since I left. I mean, you can go around and talk to people, and that's anecdotal. But then when you look at the hard data, like, we have a mental health crisis and a substance use disorder crisis in our country. And it's even more obvious in small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see everyone. You interact with all kinds of people. And we need to be buttressing programs that help these folks so we have a healthy workplace, not cutting Medicaid.
It's interesting, Urbana, the issues with loss of manufacturing jobs, people grappling with substance abuse, things like that. I'm just wondering, were you surprised that Urbana is sort of like, exhibit A of what's happened in the country, or maybe not surprised?
I was totally surprised, because if you drive through the little town square, it looks better now than it did, say, 10 or 20 years ago. But just a block away, just a little bit of poking around and looking at the data with graduation, police calls, homelessness. We never had homelessness in Urbana. Now there's a homeless encampment on the bike trail. And you have to peer beyond. You have to be a little bit of a reporter to see it, but once you see it, you can't unsee it, and it was shocking to me.
You know, when a lot of people like happy endings, but I got, when I felt when I wrote Dope Sick, like there was no happy ending at the end, and it seemed like maybe in Raising Lazarus you were trying to give some hope there, yeah. You know, what do you hope people get out of Paper Girl? Are the things that leave you optimistic, Beth, you know, about where the country and Urbana is heading that leave you hopeful? Are there any signs that you could see that people want to come together?
Well, you know, as I was going home starting 2+ years ago, I had some divisions in my own family that I was able to patch up just by simply spending time with them and being who we were as people, doing things like fishing with my brother that I hadn't done since I was a kid.
Normal things,
not talking about politics. And if he brought them up, I just didn't take the bait. And no pun intended with the fishing, but I didn't. And now he'll drive 8 hours to see our son's band Palmyra play in a show. And I feel very close to him again. And, you know, initially he unfriended me on Facebook because of, quote, all the liberal crap I post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering, how's your family feel about the book? Are they okay with the book?
It's mixed. You know, they read their parts before and made their changes. And, you know, if they were true, I made the changes. And because we all have a different perspective. You know, Anne Lamott, one of my favorite writers, says this funny thing where she says if they didn't like what you wrote about them when you were growing up, they should have treated you better to begin with.
Oh.
I love that.
We got about a minute left. I did want to ask you, you know, the typical question, but, you know, what do you hope people take away from this book? Do you hope it's a call to action in some way to people to think about where they stand or how they interact with their family or friends, that type of thing?
Definitely. I hope people will realize that it takes spending time with folks like I did to get to, you know, I love this person. I've known them my entire life. They helped me when my car broke down and whatever. And I hope that's definitely a call. I mean, we need to support local news, including WFIR. We need to support our public media and our newspaper and our nonprofits that I mentioned earlier. And we need to get involved with these nonprofits that are helping the folks that are being most impacted by the Trump cuts.
All right. The Roanoke bestselling author Beth Macy has just released Paper Girl, a memoir of home and family in a fractured America. And Beth, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gene.